Nightly with Martin Bester.
I've said this so many times before and I'll say it again. Music gives me the opportunity to travel our country every now and then, even across the borders. And you see the most incredible places and you discover the most incredible places that I otherwise would not have discovered.
Yeah.
You get to see a lot of the platteland, a lot of the small places, and it's a joy, really. And with that comes also meeting a lot of interesting local people.
Yeah.
Always meet some fantastic locals, mense, so verskriklik vriendelik mense. People are hospitable, they are hospitality, the way they look after you, it's just always so incredible. But also, having said all that, you also get to catch up with old familiar artists and friends.
Yeah.
And meet new ones. Recently, I was lucky enough to tour with Jamie Fine as one of the support acts on her local tour here in South Africa, the Canadian singer, and got to hang out with some really cool other artists. One of them is Kelly Wack. Lekker om jou weer te sien.
Hoe gaan het, Martin? Goeiemorgen allemaal.
Jij was een lekker tour geweest.
Dit was, ons het lekker fun gehad, ja.
And I just realized on that tour again how loved Scallywag is in this country. You've got such amazing fans and you're so loved. And I also must be honest with you, I did not realize how massive her music is, not just even here in South Africa. I mean, talk to me about the streams, and I mean, some of the numbers are just like international numbers.
Yeah.
So it's been like 10 months now. Overall, it's going now for 41 million views, my hit single. That's worldwide. I'm currently 42 countries viral.
41 million views.
Wow.
Over how many countries?
We are viral now 42 countries.
Viral in 42 countries. 41 million views.
That's incredible.
Real.
I mean, as you know, my dunk. And that song is?
I Know You're Scared.
I Know You're Scared. Now, if you think of massive songs locally. Then you think of Tufintikyo,
yeah,
those kind of things. And you're probably looking at, I speak under correction, miskien 10 miljoen net oor,
yeah.
Praat in correctie, 41.
Dit is ongelooflik.
Wow. So when you go viral in other countries, what does that mean? Do you hear from those people? Do they want you to come there?
Yeah, we're actually going international next year. The first land, the first country looks like Dutchland, Germany. And we are aiming for 7 countries. Currently, that's that has invited me to come over.
Sierra Lande,
yeah.
That's
England, Germany, New Zealand, Australia, Nederland, Rietlachs in New Zealand, UK.
Okay.
And my geloof it of not, Germany is my tweede grootste platform buiten South Africa.
Right.
Oh, wow.
My music is rough, Tom.
The Germans.
Zeker. Maar het is weird way om het te
zeggen. The Germans. But it's a great song. Are you going to perform that song for us this morning?
Yes,
I am. Thank you very much for Friday Live. So we'll chat some more with Scallywag this morning. I see the love is already coming in. Scally.
Yo, ek is 'n groot fan van Scallywag.
Morning Breakfast Team, Zada from Benoni. I love Scallywag. Keep on doing what you do, Scallywag. Love you. Bye.
We'll share some more about her story, her music, coming up.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Man, I tell you what, I basically live two lives, as you know by now. It's the radio life and then there's the music life.
Yeah.
Radio life during the week mostly, and then the weekends. So, Serena, nou week nou weer Secunda, volgende week Witbank. Senin, so gaan het aan. En soos ek sê, jy weet, jy sien lekker plekke, jy ontmoet verskriklike nice mense. And then also sometimes, especially when you're on a tour, you get to spend some time with musicians.
Yeah.
Because often it's like you're passing ships in the night. You know, you come with a sound check, you go, you're there for the show, gone again. With this Jamie Fine tour, there was a moment where we could hang, you know, with the artists, with Jamie, with her, a group, and then also with Scally. Ek kan sê, op watse vlug was het? Was het die Kaapstad vlug, denk ek?
Ja.
Het ons langs mekaar gesit. Ek dink was naspreid geweest, want ons so klein bietjie na die tyd lekker gekeier het daar in die botaniese tuine. And that's where you get to know people better.
Ja.
Because you think you know people. You think you know people until you really sit down and talk to them. And you get to hear their life story. And I must say, when I sat down with Scallywag, she told me her life story. I loved what you shared. I really, really did, and it does kind of give you insight into a person. It does give you a different perspective, and if you don't mind sharing some of that life story with us here this morning, I mean, it was a tough start.
It was. Ek gaan nou nie veel baie hoe kyk ek sien detail, but I
know you've got
ek is maar 'n harde lewe deur vanuit ek jonk was, so jong soos 3 jaar oud. Op 16 het ek toevallig 'n dame uit oor my pad gekom met die naam Tenneth, wat ek in Antwoord sing het by 'n plek waar my neef toevallig bouncer was, kan ek iets verstel. En die stem is net, dit was iets ongelooflijks mooi vir my gewees, en dit was my inspirasie, en ek het net daar en daar besluit, dit is nou wat ek wil doen, hier is my lewe, en ek het stadig maar seker begin, so min soos R300 per tyker, smoe van niet gesing op plekke, net om 'n keer daar buiten te kom, en so het ek begin groei, en dit is net asof die Here een oggend net besluit het, okay, vandag trek ek jou groen knoppie, en van toe het ek gevlieg, en het is oor nacht, kan ek sê wat my wêreld onderste bo gegooi is, ek het baie spesiale mense in my lewe bygekry, soos mama Isa, en pa George, en klein George, en Annelien hulle, my BF hulle en allemaal, dis mense wat spore in my lewe geloop het, en hoe kan ek sê, my rug nog al die tyd gehad het, waar die wereld jou gewoonlik wegstoot, en deur in jou gezicht toeklap, dis dieselfde met my DJ's, ons het alweer gepraat ook, die manne wat my mix, deur is permanent in hulle gezicht toegeklap, soos Tizel en Daniel en Frans van Creato, en dan DJ Kriek, en van Zastra in Germany, en toe het ek hulle gesê, nou al ek is bereid om al die kans te gee, nou doen hulle saam met my baie goed, so ons doen goed, en Cornelis ook al die pad saam met my op die pad, 5 jaar omtrent nou al, wat hy my klank doen, en ek het hom gesê, ek sal hom nooit verhuil vir die wereld nie, en ons stap
die
pad.
Die mense wat jy nou genoem het, waar vanaf ken jy hulle?
Ek het meestal, soos Creator en allemaal het ek, het my genader op die TikTok platform oorspronklik, as DJ's, en ek, betek hier, sal ek dier goed blaai, dan sal ek bijvoorbeeld een liedje hoor wat sy remix my baie mooi is, dan sal ek persoonlijk die DJ dan contact om te sê, sal hy belangstel om telk even my liedjes te mix, maar Tizzle het ek, denk vir 9 maanden, het ek om gesmeek en gesoebat, en toe eventually toe gee in, en toe mix hy nou, en nou jou skate, so Tizzle was my eerste DJ gewees.
The one thing I learned about you is that it's important for you to give to other people, you're very generous.
Baie.
I saw that. You're very, very generous. You're very selfless like that. Why?
Weet jy, ek glo in een motto, be blessed to be a blessing. Ek sal nooit vergeet waar ek vandaan kom en wat sy lewe ek gehad het nie. So ek weet het wat het is uit die boonste boeken uit, wat het is om swaar te kry. So ek sal nooit vir my medemens nie sê nie. Ek meen, ek gaan elke keer na my shows op a stage en dan bee ek my hemde uit. En die geld wat ek, soos nou in Mosselba, is amper 19 huisgesinne kosse gee, met die hemse geld, wat ek die hand uitgebeed, so.
Dis amazing. En as jy praat van een rolwe start, and you're talking about where you come from, it's got to do with family, right? It's got to do with huislike.
Ja, ek het nogal redelike rolwe kinderdag gehad. Moeilik groot geword, ook en ek sien redelijk by mama en papa gewees nie, so ja, daar gelos.
But those people dis waar jy mense baie naby aan jou leer ken.
Dit is, en ek is sterk genoeg as gevolg daarvan vandag. Ek lewe absoluut op geloof. So.
Wat is jou boodskap vir kinders wat so begin het in die lewe? Wat nie noodwendig by 'n traditionele familie groot word nie.
It's not over. It's never over. Die keuse begin by jou. Jy moet daai keuse maak. Jy kan enige plek in die lewe begin, van die straat tot weeshuis, tot kinderhuis, tot waar ook al is, jy kan enige plek in die lewe kom, as jou hart en jou gedagtes op die regte plek is, jy moet die keuse maak, jy moet die eerste stap vat, om te sê, this is not gonna be the ending of my life, this is not gonna be my life story.
Because there were really rough times where it felt like it's not
true.
Worth it.
True.
Right?
Definitely. I've had some hard knocks in life, so, yeah, but I made it.
You made it, and you made it big, 41 million streams.
Sure. Yeah.
Wow. How many ever countries, and I saw it with my own eyes when she gets up on that stage. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the love, the vibe from the crowd is, it never gets old, right? And here's the thing, and this is, what was your line there? It's never over. What, it's never? What
it's did you just not say? Over, it's never it, over. It starts with you.
It's not over, because here's the thing, and this may be just a good kind of moment, teachable moment for artists. You might feel like by the time you're 15 or 20, now it must happen. Then you turn 30.
Yeah. Mm.
You think it must happen. Then you turn 31, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then you think to yourself, well,
it's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
Yeah.
24 years.
20.
That's how long I've been performing.
Thank you very much.
That's it.
24 years of singing pubs and clubs. And then people pick up on one song, necessarily.
True.
Yeah. One song.
Wow.
And that changes your career. Now you are so busy, you can't keep up.
But I love it. It's good. I'm never home. Everybody, I've got this thing that I say these days, everybody wants love. I just want sleep and good food. Mom's good food. That's what I want.
So, I love the way you inspire. I honestly, what a story. And she's here to share her story with you and her music.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.
Love hanging with our favorite artists from South Africa and around the world on the show, with Friday Live coming up. Scallywag on the show this morning. I found when I was hanging out with you after a show one night on this Jamie Fine tour, and you shared some of your life story, and I found it very inspiring. In a world where everything is immediate, I think that is one of the biggest challenges probably for teenagers, young people, mm-hmm. young adults. You don't even have to look after a phone anymore. You know it's going to be replaced in a year or two. Yep. Immediate gratification.
Yeah.
You post something, you immediately go and look, you know, what is the result?
Yes, what are the likes, the comments, the numbers, yeah.
You want it now, you want it now. It's so important to hear from people. Because here's the thing. You see someone who's now made it, right? Yeah. And you think to yourself, well, that's fantastic. And you presume they started last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to hear the stories of how it took someone like Scallywag 20-odd years to get where she is today. Where is she today? She's got shows every weekend. She's got millions of views all over the world. Yeah. You've got to be patient sometimes. Things happen when they need to happen.
Mm.
It's a tough one to accept.
Yeah. Mm.
Because you feel entitled.
Thank you.
You think to yourself, geez, I've made a brilliant song.
Yeah.
Why is it not as famous as, you know, Ed Sheeran's songs?
Thank
it's you. It's whatever. Yeah, I've now, people like me. Yes. Why don't I, you know, have more shows or whatever goes through
it?
I'm getting compliments.
Yes.
I work so hard, I'm entitled
yes.
to success. And then you have to sit back for a second and hear the stories from people who have worked so, so hard.
Yeah.
That song of yours that has all those millions of views across the world. Tell the story about that song. How long was it
sure.
there on the internet?
Well, it was recorded 4 years ago, and it's only been viral now 10 months.
That's insane.
For over 3 years, yeah. that song was in existence, and it got, what, like a couple of hundred views?
200, I think it was, on one stage, 280 or something like that, yeah.
Do we remember that? It's
even the bootleg.
Views.
The remix,
and then 10 months ago.
Out of the blue.
It happens.
I think it's got to do, like I said now, it's God's timing.
Sure.
His time, his will. You can do whatever you want. And with all this success, I can promise you I had a lot of bumps and a lot of disappointment and a lot of tears. It wasn't easy. It still isn't easy. I have to fight still every day and maintain what I'm doing now and try to produce more songs. What I like about my music is I always try to write to give like a message to the world.
Okay.
Through my songs.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's what we like songwriters
yeah.
for.
Yeah.
The mouthpiece and when I hear stories like yours, I'm happy for you. I really am.
Mm.
When you go up on that stage and people go wild and people stream your songs millions of times, you deserve it. I'm happy for you. I really, really, and I'm so grateful that you're here to share the story and that song coming up for you on Friday Live.
Breakfast with Martin Bester, driving you to work every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.